Welcome to Intrepid HR Radio, the voice of today's human resources professional, broadcasting live from Las Vegas and the 18th Annual HR Technology Conference and Exposition. Our Vegas coverage is made possible by Dovetail Software. Dovetail's Employment Engagement Suite is a SaaS-based human resource help desk and case management solution to manage and track real-time employee interactions with HR. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Rayanne Thorne.
All right, welcome back to Intrepid HR, broadcasting live from Las Vegas and HR Tech. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Rayanne Thorne. I think you called me the minute that this interview was booked because you were so darn excited about it.
It's
going to be a fun conversation.
I did. I can't wait. It's exciting here on the floor. The last half hour has been kind of crazy here in the expo hall. So hopefully people are enjoying it, learning what they need to learn, finding what they need to find.
Well, if the size of the entourage and all the groupies that were here for our next guest is any indication, this conversation promises to be very interesting. Before we go there, however, a quick shout out to Dovetail Software, our sponsor.
Sure, yeah, Dovetail Software, by HR, for HR, to empower HR. And what that really means is that Dovetail is committed to helping the HR professional. And to that end, we actually have folks that work in-house that used to be a practitioner, like myself, like a couple other folks that are very instrumental in making sure that our products are developed properly, user experience is friendly, and that we're actually solving a problem, not causing one.
Outstanding. Well, we're grateful to Dovetail for making Intrepid HR possible. All right, let's get to our conversation. We are joined now by Josh Schwede, Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing with TMBC, the Marcus Buckingham Company. Josh, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. Before we get into our conversation, take a few minutes and walk us through a bit about you and your background, and then give us that high-level view of TMBC. What do you do? How do you serve?
Absolutely. This is my 11th HR technology conference. I've got about 20 years in software, but the last 11 have been here. Started with a company called HireRight down in Irvine, California.
I remember it well.
Went there right after business school, and I ran partnerships and alliances there. We built out a partner ecosystem around background screening. We're the first company to integrate into an applicant tracking system, and now ATS is integrate with background
everything,
checks, assessments, reference checks, video interviews. We took the company public and then ended up selling it in 2008, and then I was recruited to go over to be the fifth employee at a company called HireView, which was an amazing run. They're over there and they're doing great. They've got hundreds of clients now. Went over to do the same thing there. Was on the leadership team. Raised multiple rounds of venture capital. Just love the growth. And then was recruited from there to go over to a company called Q Social. Was there for about the past 15 months, running all the sales over there. But I got a call from Marcus Buckingham and Jason Averbrook, the CEO of TMBC. And when you get those calls, you got to return those calls. Marcus and Jason are really well known, and they showed me what they're building, and I was blown away. And it's my first departure from talent acquisition. I'm now kind of flipping over to the post-hire side of the house, talent management, employee engagement. And so excited to be here. And Marcus was the keynote yesterday, which was fun to watch him speak. The guy is just a master class in public speaking, and it's been fun so far. So we've got a lot of great buzz, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, that's awesome. We're very excited to have you here. You and I have been friends for a long time, and it's really been great to watch all the success that you've achieved. So congratulations
to you.
I got to give you a hug, and I'm so excited to watch all this happen for you. And it's very well deserved. We did get to interview Chip over at HireView yesterday. So
it's a great conversation.
Great conversation. So let's talk a little bit more about you and your expectations for this conference. Did you come here just ready to find out and learn new things, or to understand a little bit more on the other side of the house, the talent management side versus talent acquisition? Or did you already know what you wanted to do, what you wanted to talk about, learn about while you were here?
It's a great question. And you meet a lot of people here that are here first time. So I think you got to have a different plan for who you are. I mean, being here so many years, for me, this is, we joked earlier about this being like homecoming for work, right? But it's true. I mean, this is really the only event where the entire HR technology space comes. All the vendors are here, all the analysts are here, all the consultants are here, great buyer community. You know, Bill Kudyk started it, Steve Bowe's taken it to the next level. So, but for me, it's really about introducing why I joined candidly, TNBC. I mean, I've got a big network, a lot of friends, wanted to tell them about that, want to bring people over. I have not had a chance to walk around yet, and that's something I want to do every year because, you know, you got to see what's new and what's hot. All the innovation tends to happen on the outside, right? Because those
are the least expensive booths.
And so the savvy people that have been here for years, you know, the VCs are running around here, the venture capital guys, that's where they spend their time.
Right.
You know, I talked to multiple buyers. They said the same thing. Like, hey, tell me where the innovation is. And I'm like, just go the outside.
Right. The startup pavilion has been a hot topic for individuals that have been here talking with us about what's happening here. And I'm so exciting to have that actually happen. I think last year was the first year for that. And it's been great to watch that grow, and I'm sure it's just going to be even bigger next year. So what if you had any advice for a new company? I mean, you've gone through this. You've gone through acquisitions. You've gone through maybe a merger or two, understanding what it takes for a company to be ready for that next level. Do you have any advice for these guys that are on the perimeter of this building?
Guys?
Yeah, man.
It's a great question. I think you have to know where you're at in the value chain. So if you're in the world of talent acquisition, or recruiting, what other pieces of software or process sit on either side of you? So I think that's really important because that's going to help you with go-to-market. It's going to help put together that partnership strategy.
Absolutely.
That's my baby. And partnerships can help companies grow, but you got to understand where you fit and where you create value and where you might be dependent and where somebody might be dependent on you.
Right.
So I think that's why you have to come here if you're a vendor, because this is where everybody's at and you get a chance to go walk around and see what everybody's doing and how they're positioning themselves.
Well, no surprise, Josh, that the hot topic here has been employee engagement.
Yeah.
And in thinking about it and understanding it, in terms of an organization and their facilitation of employee engagement, the ball seems to be dropped post-hire.
Yep.
How do we solve that problem? What do we got to do to change mindsets?
Well, I could go into a sales pitch for TNBC. I won't do that. I would invite anybody to come check us out because we answer that question. I think back to Amazon, right? Amazon got a lot of bad press a couple months ago around what was happening with their employees.
Their expose that happened at the NY Times. Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, and then United Airlines just went through a CEO change and their new CEO came in and said, these problems could have been avoided if you really just took the time to sit and talk with your employees, right?
Well, I love that he actually acknowledged there is a problem. We have a problem at United. Let's work to fix it, you know?
So I think it's very fixable and, you know, at TNBC, we're built on years of data. Marcus is 20 years at Gallup and he's been here for, you know, almost 10 now, and the reality is there are secrets to what the best team leaders in the world do, and it's not surprising. They just check in with their employees. How are you doing? Do you feel like your strengths are being utilized? Do you feel like the work you're contributing is helping, right? And so that's how we can solve the employee engagement issue, is just being a better leader and knowing who your employees are, what motivates them, and what might be hurting them.
What an awesome transition for Marcus. I mean, My first recruiting job, my boss made us sit down and take the StrengthsFinder test, I go back every year and see, have my strengths changed, you know, and they have. They obviously have changed over the years. So I don't know why we didn't think of this sooner. He should be in talent management. Why aren't we talking about this in performance reviews? Why aren't we talking this about when we create cross-functional teams within an organization, right?
It's fascinating. He's, you know, they were a leadership and coaching business for years at TNBC, and they've got big customers who leverage that, but what they realized is they didn't have an application. They do these workshops and coaching, but then how do you drive adoption of that ongoing, right? CEOs will bring in 150 of their high potentials and say, hey, we're going to do something around standout and strengths, or StrengthsFinder or whatever back at Gallup, but how do you keep it going? And that's why they decided, hey, we got to build some software here. We got to build some software that the team leader can use, but when we build it, we're going to leverage years and years of data that teach us what the best team leaders in the world do, and we're going to design the system from the ground up with the team leader in mind, not organizational charts. And that's what unfortunately most HR is. It's all about, all right, organizational charts, and that drives the process. We're 1,000% focused on team leaders and their daily activities.
All right, Josh, Rayanne, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Dovetail Software is a proud certified partner with Workday.com, enterprise cloud applications for talent management today. We at Dovetail congratulate Workday and wish them happy 10th anniversary. Visit DovetailSoftware.com to learn more about our partnerships. And now, back to our host and Intrepid HR's live coverage from the HR Technology Conference and Exposition. Here is Todd and Rayanne.
All right, we're back with Josh Schwede, SVP Global Sales and Marketing with TMBC.
So you walk through here with a sales and marketing hat on, right? What do you see next for TMBC as you look around? How are you going to do this? How are you going to make it happen for the company?
Well, we've got some branding, I'll call them challenges, right? Because people know Marcus Buckingham, and he's written
the man, all the kinds, myth,
right,
the legend,
all kinds,
right,
of books. He's been on Oprah. Everybody's like, oh, Oprah, right?
Right.
You know,
he's been on Intrepid HR.
I'm very excited about
this.
But I think what we've got to do is we've got to let people know, all right, well, you know, actually, when I took this job, some people were like, well, are you going to be booking Marcus's speaking engagements? Like, you know, no. So what we have to do on our marketing team is educate, right, and evangelize. What is TMBC? What is our platform called Standout? What's it do? You know, they don't know that software exists to do this. And so it brings me back to HireVue and Q Social. It's an evangelical story. You've got to let people know what it is, but you got to do that through your customers. And so we've got happy customers. People don't know who they are. We need to let people know who they are, shine a light on them, and let them tell the results. Because if I'm a buyer right now, what scares me, there's so much innovation that's happening. It's easier than ever to build software. It's easier than ever to launch a technology company with, you know, Amazon Web Services and stuff. But so how do you filter through the noise? So when I approach this, it's going to be from the lens of the buyer, which is they're getting hundreds of emails and phone calls every day from all kinds of great stuff. What's going to make us stand out? No pun intended. That's our platform. But
like,
really,
it.
how do we stand out to the buyers?
Well, let's talk more about innovation. As you said, easier than ever to create software. Should the focus be on new things, on advancing the ball down the field, or should it be, let's take what we already do and make it better?
Oh, I don't have a good answer for that. You know, it's interesting because when you think about innovation, a lot of time that's around not necessarily building a better mousetrap. It's about, hey, there's a hole here. We got to fill this hole. And then categories, you know, when I joined HireVue, there was just like Skype and video conferencing. There wasn't digital interviewing. And so now there's, I don't know, Rand, how many people are here? Like 15
dozens,
companies doing video interviews.
Yeah.
So that's an example of innovation that kind of exploded a category. But talking to other buyers, you know, they're not happy with certain pieces of things that they've had huge investments in. And so I think, you know, it'd be interesting, you know, if you've got any big companies, big vendors coming on after this, asking them that question, because they've got to continue to innovate to keep those customers happy, because those customers have been paying a lot of money for a lot of years. And there's always going to be a new shiny object that might look better, it might be a little bit cheaper. So how do they innovate with R&D internally to keep those customers?
We the buzzword this whole conference has been employee engagement.
Sure.
I mentioned this earlier. What responsibility does an HR team have when it comes to the happiness of the employee, ultimately their engagement with the organization?
I mean, it starts with HR, right? And I love this industry, and I won't leave because I'm passionate about HR people, right?
Right?
And I think HR has to, they're going through a little bit of a transformation. Like, what are we, right? We don't want to be, you know, administrative, right? We want
fluffy. We don't want
right?
to be white fluff.
So
yeah.
I think it's, you know, employee engagement is a super hot topic. You can tie any article you see in any business press to some sort of employee engagement.
Right.
So, you know, who's going to own that? I think that's on HR to say, hey, we want to own that. And what are they going to do to take that, right? So.
Well, when you own it, then you is very fine line between blame and credit, right?
Right.
So HR is going to have to learn how to walk that line and figure out how they can get as much credit as possible.
Well, you don't want a nasty article showing up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal.
No,
either,
you don't.
Right? So I
no,
think
you don't.
It's, you know, you have to have a pulse on what's happening. There's different ways to do that. Traditionally, it's been these employee engagement surveys that, you know, employees don't get that excited to fill out, right? They might get a gift card or something, but they happen once a year, right? And does once a year really tell you the pulse of what's happening in that organization?
They may not want to fill that out, but I'll tell you what, when they leave your organization, they're going to tell everybody they know what their experience was like.
Well, and that's
right?
why Glassdoor's exploded, right?
Right.
I mean, Glassdoor's exploded because it's now a chance for potential job seekers to go get insight as, hey, what's this place actually like to work at? Or if you work there, what was it like? So the transparency theme has been here for the past couple of years. That's not going away anytime soon. And so, you know, that ties right back into that engagement message.
Right. We've been saying transparency for years.
Right.
For years.
But now you have to do it.
Yeah.
We've been talking about employee engagement as the hot topic here. When we gather again and talk to you in HR Tech 16, mm-hmm. what do you think, what do you anticipate will be the big issues then?
Yeah, well, I think coming back to I've got a lot of focus on talent acquisition, right? I think it's easier than ever for people to find jobs, for companies to talk about that. I think, and since engagement is so hot, I think companies are going to have to figure out how do you really have an understanding with data on what that pulse is of those employees and listen to them, and then whatever they need, tie that back in and change, right? So it could tie back, there's a lot of benefits companies and there's wellness popping up. So it's interesting, how do you use that employee engagement data and what are you going to do with it and what changes are you going to make that hopefully impact your culture and your talent brand?
Right. It's interesting you said wellness. Our last guest just mentioned wellness. We'll have to look forward to hearing more about that for the future. May have something to do with the changes in healthcare regulations, all of that interesting craziness that's out there. So
We'll
come back to that. 11th conference for you?
Yeah.
So any advice for a first-time advisor? Anybody else coming in their first time?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think first and foremost, get on social media. It's so fun. It's so surprising to me. So many people just don't really understand how Twitter works.
Right.
And there's a whole other conference that's happening on social right now. So I think, figure out, even if you don't want to post things, figure out how to consume that information on social. Two is you have to come down to this expo hall. I mean, yes, these sponsors all underwrite the show. It wouldn't be possible without them. But this is where, if I'm spending money every year with a vendor, they're here. Come down, figure out who your strategic vendors are, meet with them, figure out where your holes are in innovation and go find some new things. And three, I would recommend, especially for first timers, make some friends. Go to these networking events because we try and do networking events the first night. So we did ours on Sunday, partnered up with HireVue on that. And that it gives people a chance to meet some people before it's
what
even started.
What a great partnership.
Right, yeah. Right. It was done before I got here. But it gives a chance to meet some people so then you can kind of go through the conference together.
Right.
And I think that's really important. Just coming here by yourself might be a little intimidating. Meet some people, find some friends. Not that hard. And I think the other thing, coming back to the expo hall, we're not trying to sell you stuff. We're here to talk,
educate,
right?
Yeah.
We're friendly. Might actually know what we're talking about just because we're a vendor. That's another discussion. We could go a whole podcast on that one.
We'll have to have you back on that.
We might actually know what we're talking about. But just reach out and network.
All right, absolutely. Running low on time, and you have touched on it, but summarize for us what's next for TMBC.
Yeah, what's next? So it's got to really get that story out. Passionate customers. It'll be interesting to see how we innovate our platform. We've hired a gal named Heidi Spiergi. She co-founded Knowledge Infusion with Jason Averbrook, our CEO. She's running all product. We are in deep with our customers talking about where they want us to take this thing. So we just launched an Apple Watch app, which is, we'll see, it's interesting.
Yes.
We're mobile enabled. So I think trying to drive the adoption with the customers and figuring out what they really like and what they get the value out of, because we've got some performance modules, we've got some engagement modules, we've got some data, and just trying to figure out what's actually sticking, because we're trying to go from 50 clients to 500 clients quickly, but we're being selective in who we're choosing, because if we choose the wrong ones, it could have negative effects. We're actually interviewing them as much as they're interviewing us, and so
hopefully next year
we've got our clients are growing, getting great feedback, and figure
what
out new
a great
ways
place to
well.
Be though.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Josh, we're out of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about TMBC?
So you can find us on social, Standout TMBC, here at the booth, 2253, out on our website. And all of our leaders and employees are very active on social. So I just say, come reach out and have a conversation. Of course, you can always hit the contact us button on the website. But
sure.
I think, come have a conversation. That's the best way to do it.
All right. Josh Schwede, the Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing with TMBC, the Marcus Buckingham Company. Josh, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining.
Really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, the pleasure was ours. All right. That's all the time we have for now. On behalf of my co-host Ray Ann Thorne, our sponsor Dovetail Software, and all who make this show possible, I am Todd Schnick. Intrepid HR's coverage from HR Tech. We'll be right back.